Shalom to all. Today's office chol daf hey. We're talking about a third way into Amud with a brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Mem Sar Basi Biyakam Moshe Hernish. Almost should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah says Hashoychev Nimsa Treifa. Person Shechso Chay or Oif, and it turns out to be a Treifa. Or Vashechel Vayz Kavim. He Shechso Vayz Zara. Or Vashechel Chulim Bifnim Vakachem Bachot. He Shechso Chulim Animal Inside the Zara. Or a Kachem Animal Outside. Or Chay Oif on his Kalim. A Chay or Oif that deserves Skila. That's because let's say they were involved in active bestiality. So Rav Meir Mechayev. Rav Meir is still Mechayev in Kisu Adam. Or Zochan Poten. They Pater because of Shechido Shein Ruuya. Now if a person shechs and it becomes an vela by accident, or hanoicha ramaker, if he simply stabs or cuts it and kills it that way, or uproots the simonim, patur melchasos, so then he doesn't have to cover it because that's not even a shechita. Now before continuing to the Gemara, let's remember that in the previous parak we had a machlokes hachamim and Rav Shimon regarding similar shechitas we just mentioned in our Mishnah, treifa for avayt zar or something like that, and the lav of oisev as benai. Rav Shimon had said that this is considered shechita she'ein ru'uya, so there's no iser oisev as benai, whereas hacham hold that there is. It turns out that Rav Shimon of that Mishnah is a hachamim of ours. Namely, there's no chiv of kisui because of shechita shein ru'uya. And the chum of that Mishnah, that there is an isra of oisev as benai because shechita shein ru'uya is called shechita, is Rav Meir of ours. So that's what the Gemara now addresses. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Ra Rabbi Dvarav Shor Rav Meir b'oisev as benai, Mishnah Nibbol Shan Chamim, Rabbi, who wrote the Mishnah, he saw, meaning he agreed to the words of Rav Meir in his shechita of oisev as benai, and he taught that as the Chachamim, meaning shechita Chachamim over there is Rav Meir of over here. And with Rav Shimon kisui Adam, he held the shechita Rav Shimon over there and applied it to kisui Adam over here, Mishnah Nibbol Shan Chamim, and taught that in the name of Chamim. Now the question is, my time is Rav Meir by Oseh Benai. What's Rav Meir's reasoning by Oseh Benai? The Shechita Shein Ruya is Shema Shechita. So Rav Shimon Levi answers, Gamar Shechita Shechita Mishut Echot. He learns Gzer Shava Shechita Shechita from Shut Echot, Shecht and Carbon outside the base of Mikdash. Ma Hasim just like over there. Shechita Shein Ruya is Shema Shechita. Even though it's a Shechita Shein Ruya, it's Shecht outside the base of Mikdash. It can't be eaten. It's still called Shechita. And the person's Chayiv Karis for Shechting outside the base of Mikdash. Av Hachanami Sotu over here. Shechita Shein Ruya is Shema Shechita. Shechita Shein Ruya in regards to Kisui Adam is still called Shechita and requires Kisui. Now Rav Shimon, my time out. Why does Rav Shimon argue? So Rav Patish, he answers, Gomer mitvuach tevach v'hachin. He learns from this pasuk. This refers to when the Yosef's brothers came to him in Mitzrayim. He told his servant, tevach tevach v'hachin, make sure to shecht and prepare a meal. What do we learn? Malal on shechita ru'uya. Just like over there was a shechita ru'uya because it was shechted to be eaten. Afkan over here, shechita ru'uya, it's considered shechita ru'uya. Asking more of Rameir Nami Ligmar mitvuach, was Rameir learned from this source? The answer is, don shechita mishchita v'ein don shechita mitvicha. He learns g'dershava, shechita from shechita, namely shechita over here, from shechutei chutz, and he doesn't learn shechita from the word tevicha. Asking more, why is that a problem? Manaf kamina. What's the difference? Hatan is Meir Shmuel. We have a brass stone based on Meir Shmuel. The Shava Kain Uba Kain. The Kain returns and the Kain comes. This has to do with when a Kain's coming to a house that has Saras on it. Both of these Lashinas are used. And we say the Zui Shiva, Zui Bia, that returning and coming is really the same thing. Even though it's a different word, it means the same thing, so we could still learn one from the other. The Gemara answers, Hani Mili, Hechadu like a Dumile. That's only if there's no word that's similar to it. In that case of Saras on a house, there's only two words, Shava Kain and Ba Kain. And therefore we would make Exer Shava because they do mean the same thing. Aval Ege Dumile, but if there is a word that's similar, then Midamile Alfinon, we only learn from that which is similar. Therefore, Rav Meir learns Shechita from Shechita and not Shechita from Tevicha. As the Gemara finds, Rav Shimon Nami Ligam from Shechita Chot, why isn't Rav Shimon learn from Shechita Chot? The answer is Donach Chulin Michulin, but in Donach Chulin Mikachem. We learn Chulin from Chulin and not Chulin from Kachem. And Shechita Chot is Kachem, so we're not going to learn from there. And Rav Meir, he'd respond to that by saying, Atu Isav Es Benai Bekachem Milay Nahig. Does Isav Es Benai not apply by Kachem? Therefore, we could learn Kisu Adam from Kachem, no problem. Now that we clarify that, Hanu Dukam Rav Chia, this is what Rav Chia said at the beginning of the Gemara, Ra Rabbi Dvar Shor Meir by Isis Benoi, Vishana Blasha Chamim, the Rebbe saw, meaning he agreed to Rameir's Shita in Isis Benoi, that even though it's a Shita Shein Ruya, it's still considered a Shita, and that's why he taught it over here, Blasha Chamim, because that's how he's paskening. Now we're going to explain the next part. My time to Rameir by Kisu Adam. What's Rameir's reasoning by Kisu Adam that Shita Shein Ruya is Shma Shita and requires Kisui? From Shem Lakash, he explains, Gomer Shvicha Shvicha me Shute Chot. He learns Gzer Shava Shvicha Shvicha from Shute Chot. The Pasuk by Shute Chot, Shechton Karpin Atsa by Samikdash, says, Dom Shafach, Menechosa Isha Humi Karval Moi, and by Kisu Adam, it also uses the word Shafach as damai. So what do we learn? Ma'alon shchita shein ruuya shma shchita. Just like shchuta chutz, even though shchita shein ruuya, it's still considered a shchita, and he's chayv for shechting carbon outside base mikdash. Afkan shchita shein ruuya shma shchita. So over here by kisui adam, even though it's a shchita shein ruuya, it's still called shchita. Whereas Rav Shimon, he explains asher yachel ksev. The pasuk by kisui adam says if a person has a chay or oif, they will be eaten asher yachel, and therefore it has to be able to be eaten, and that's why if it's shchita shein ruuya and it can't be eaten, so it doesn't require kisui. Now Rav Meir, he would respond by saying halumute oif tameh hu dasa. That's coming to exclude a non-kosher bird. Non-kosher birds can't be eaten, so therefore they don't require kisui. Now Rav Shimon, he would say, I've taught me my time up. Why is a non-kosher bird not chayving kisui? Delavar chiluhu, because it can't be eaten. Well, treifa nami labar chiluhu, a treifa also can't be eaten, and that's why it doesn't require kisui. And behind Udam Rav Chia, this is understanding where Rav Chia said in the beginning of the Gemara, the raw Rebbe div Rav Shimon be kisui adam, v'shanu b'lashon chachamim. Rebbe saw, he agreed to the sheet of Rav Shimon in regards to kisui adam, and that's why he taught in our Mishnah that it's the chachamim that said it. Now, for discussing this, Amrav Abba Rabba says, pay yom beis on top, loy l'chol Amrav Meir. Remeir Shchita Shein Ruya Shma Shchita. Remeir doesn't say for everything that Shchita Shein Ruya is considered Shchita. Mother Remeir Shein Matyasa Bachila. Remeir does agree that the Shchita of an animal, if it's Ein Ruya, it doesn't permit it to be eaten. And Veloy Lekal Amr Reb Shimon Shchita Shein Ruya Lai Shma Shchita. Reb Shimon also doesn't say in regards to everything that Shchita Shein Ruya is not called a Shchita. Mother Reb Shimon Shimon Tarasim Dein Avela. Reb Shimon does agree that if it was Shechted, even though it's a Shchita Shein Ruya and it can't be eaten, still it's Matar from Nevela, meaning the animal's not considered Nevela. Now we explain these two statements. Amar was just stated, like all Amar Meir Shchita Shein Ruya Shma Shchita, Madra Meir, he agrees, Shein Matras Bachila, the Shchita Shein Ruya doesn't allow it to be eaten. Ask the Gemara, why is that a Chiddush? Pshita, that's obvious. Trefa B'Shchita Ming Mishtaria, if an animal's a Trefa, do you think it'd be permitted to be eaten just because it was Shechted? Of course you're not allowed to eat it. That's pretty obvious in Rav Meir, why does it have to be stated? So the answer is, Loit Tzricha, the whole Chiddush is, L'Shechas HaTrefa, if he shechts a Trefa animal, U'matzuba Ben Teschai, and he finds a live 9-month animal inside. This is what we learned earlier in the Masechta, is called Ben Pakua. So Sadek Chamina, one would have thought that held on Rav Meir Shchita Shein Ruya Shma Shchita, since Rav Meir holds that a Shchita Shein Ruya is still considered a Shchita, Tahani Le Shchitas Imai V'Loi Li Bai Shchita, that the Shchita of the mother, which is a Trefa, should help for the Ben Pakua, and that means that the Ben Pakua would not require Shchita because it was matter through the Shchita of the mother. Kamashma on the Chiddush is that no, the Shchita Shein Ruya is not considered a Shchita in regards to the Ben Pakua, and it would still need Shchita. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that? V'Tizbra, is that logical? V'Amr Rav Meir, Rav Meir himself says Ben Pakua Ton Shchita, that Ben Pakua, even if its mother wasn't a Trefa, and it was a perfectly fine Shchita on the mother, still the Ben Pakua requires Shchita. So of course we need Shchita if the mother was a Trefa. The Gemara answers, you're right, Loit Tzricha, really the Chiddush is, in Shitas Rebbe, the Rebbe Savrala Krav Meir, we had said that Rebbe holds like Rav Meir, the Savrala Krav Banan, but he also holds like the Rabbanan. Savrala Krav Meir holds like Rav Meir, the Amr Shchita Shein Ruya Shma Shchita. The Shchita Shein Ruya is still considered Shchita, but the Savrala Krav Banan holds like the Rabbanan, the Amr Shchitas Imay Metah Rasai, that the Shchita of the mother is Metahir, the child, the Ben Pakua, making it not needing Shchita, and therefore, Kivin the Amr Rabbanan, Shchitas Imay Metah Rasai, since the Rabbanan hold that the Shchita of the mother is Metahir, it permits the Ben Pakua, and makes it not require Shchita, so I might think that the Anile Shchitas Imay Voy Bay Shchita, that the Shchita of the mother should help, even though the mother is a Trefa, and the Ben Pakua child wouldn't require Shchita either. Kamash Malan, that's what the Chiddush of the top of the Amud is, that even so, Rebbe holds that the Ben Pakua would require Shchita, because after all, the mother is a Trefa. We go on to the next statement, which we had said, V'loy L'chal Amr Reb Shimon Shchita Shein Ruya Lesh Mashchita, it's not in regards to everything that Reb Shimon holds, that Shchita Shein Ruya is not called a Shchita, but Reb Shimon Shem Taras M'dein Nevela, Reb Shimon does agree that if a Trefa was Shechted, even if it was a Shchita Shein Ruya, it's at least Metare, it's not considered Nevela. Ask the Gemara Pshita, isn't that obvious? Amr Reb Yehuda Amar Rav, V'amri Lan Samsei Masnisa Tana, the Pasuk tells us, V'chiyamas Min HaBehema, when from a Behema dies. And the Pasuk goes on to say that's considered Nevela. What do we learn from here? Mixes Behema Metama, or mixes Behema in Metama. That only sometimes an animal is going to be Metama in Nevela, but sometimes not. That's the Lashon of Min HaBehema, from a Behema, but not all of them. And V'ezu, which one is this? Trefa Sheshachta, if a Trefa was Shechted, it's not considered Nevela. So we already know this. Why do we have to say that in Reb Shimon? And the answer is that Loit Tzricha was the Chiddush, L'Sheichas HaTrefa, if he Shechts HaTrefa, V'hi Chulin Be'azara. And it happens to be a Chulin animal, and was Shechted in the Azara. They tell you we have a Braisa. HaShechas HaTrefa, if a person Shechts an animal, it's a Trefa, V'chein HaShechav Nimsa's Trefa, or if he Shechts an animal, and afterwards it turns out to be a Trefa, as if it's a Chulin Be'azara, in both these situations, this animal that was Shechted was Chulin and was in the Azara. So Reb Shimon Mater Bana, Reb Shimon says that one is allowed to benefit from this animal, and that's because of Shechita She'in Ru'uya, so it's not considered like he Shechted Chulin Nazara. If it was Chulin Nazara, it wouldn't be Mutar Bana, but since it's considered Shechita She'in Ru'uya, it's Mutar Bana, whereas V'cham Ois and V'cham Aser. So what's the Chiddush? Sakhtet Chamina would have thought, Ha'il V'am Rav Shimon Mutar Bana, since Rav Shimon says that this animal is Mutar Bana because it's Shechita She'in Ru'uya, Alma Lav Shechita Yiklal, that shows me that's not considered Shechita at all, so even meaning Nevela Nami Lemitara, I might say that maybe in this case, it's not Tahar from Nevela status, because not considered valid Shechita at all, again, due to the fact that we say that it's Mutar Bana, even though Shechita Nazara, Kamashma the Chiddush is that no, even in this case, when we say it's 100% not considered a Shechita, still it's at least Metaharit from Nevela status. Now we continue discussing this din that we just mentioned. Amalei Rav Papa Abaye, Rav Papa told Abaye, V'sar Rav Shimon Chulin Bazar Dairaisahi. Does Rav Shimon hold that the Isser Shechin Chulin Nazara is an Isser Dairaisa? Now the reason why he says is as follows, because let's say Shechin Chulin Nazara is just an Isser Drabanon. The reason why he would be Isser Drabanon is because if Shechin Chulin Nazara would be considered Shechita Kshera, that means it would be allowed to be eaten outside, and then an observer would think, hey, Kachem's allowed to be eaten outside. And so to prevent this, the Rabbanon would Aser Shechitas Chulin Nazara. Now, if that would be the reason for the Isser of Shechin Chulin Nazara, then it should be Aser whether or not it's a Shechita Ru'uya. And therefore, it must be, since Rav Shimon differentiates between Trefa, not Trefa, meaning Shechita Ru'uya and not Shechita Ru'uya, he holds the Isser of Shechin Chulin Nazara is Dairaisa. So the question is, does he really hold that it's Dairaisa? And so Amalei Abaye responds to our Papa, in yes, because Vatanan, we have a Mishnah, Rav Shimon says, Chulin Shechitu Ba'azara, if Chulin Shechitin Nazara, Yisru Ba'esh, it has to be burned in fire. And V'chein Chai Shechitu Ba'azara, also if a Chaya, a non domesticated animal, such as a deer, was Shechitin Nazara, that also has to be burned. Now, if you want to say the Isser of Shechin Chulin Kana Azara is Da'i Raisa, so Hainta Gazrina Chaya to Behema. That's what we're going to be Gazer Chaya along with Behema, because we know that Chaya and Behema is linked, as we had earlier in the Masechta, Eliyamad Rabbanon. But if you're going to say the whole Isser of Shech Chulin Azara is only Isser Rabbanon, well, Behema my time, why do we also Shech to Behema's Chulin Azara, as we had explained, Dilma Asa the Mechel Kachim Bechot, because maybe people are going to end up eating Kachim outside. Well, if that's the case, then he Gufa Gzeira. That means that it itself is a Gzeira. Isser of Shech Chulin Behema Azara, that itself is a Gzeira. Vana Nekum Nigzer Gzeira Lgzeira, we're going to get up and make a Gzeira on that Gzeira. We know that we don't do that. We don't make a double Gzeira. If thing A is Asr because of Gzeira, we don't Asr thing B because of thing A. And therefore, if a Chai was Shech Chulin Azara, it wouldn't be problematic. But from the fact that we clearly see from this Mishnah that if a Chai was Shech Chulin Azara, it has to be burned, that must tell us that the Shech Chulin Azara is the Isser, the Airaisa. And we can discuss in Kisu Adam. Rib Chia Nafale Yaniva Bekisne. Rib Chia had an issue that Yaniva attacked his flax. Yaniva Rashi translates as some sort of worm, but the word that he uses, Tayish, is translated as moth. So some sort of insect attacked his flax and was going to ruin it. Also, Kamei Rebbe came to Rebbe asking him what he should do. So Amalei Rebbe told him, Shkal Oifa, take a bird, Shech it on the basin of water that the flax is soaking in. Demayrach Dama, this insect, this moth, this worm, is going to smell the blood, Vishavakle, and it's going to leave because it doesn't like blood. Ask Amar Hechi Avirachi, how can this be done? Vatan, you have a Braisa, Hashech Vitzrach Ladam, if a person shechs a chay or a oif and he needs the blood for something, Chay Vilchasais, he still has to do Kisui. So Ketzad Yase, what is he supposed to do? I Neichroi, he should either stab it with a knife, so he's not shechling at all, Oikroi, or he should uproot the Simonim, and that's not a valid Shechita, and then he doesn't have to do Kisui. And so how could Rebbe advise Rebbe Chia just to shech the bird like regular? It should require Kisui. You can't use that blood for the water to chase away this insect that's ruining the flax. So the Gemara answers, you're right. He also Rav Dimon. Rav Dimon came from Eretz Yisrael. Amar, he said that say Teroif Amar Le. Rebbe told him, go make the bird a Trefa, and then you could shech it, and it doesn't require Kisui. Now, Kiyasu Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he said that say Nachar Amar Le. The Rebbe told him, go be Nachar it, go just cut it regular, don't shech it, stab it, and that situation doesn't require Kisui. Now, we just analyze these two different versions. Lamanda Amar Tse Teroif, according to Rav Dimi, who had said that Rebbe told Rav Chia, go make the bird a Trefa, my time Aloy Amar Tse Nachar, why didn't he tell him to be Nachar it, to cut it with a knife? And Vechitim, if you want to suggest that Kasava, Rebbe holds, Ein Shechita Oif Min HaTorah, there's no source in the Torah that you have to shech the bird, and therefore, Unchirasai Zuhi Shechitasai, simply cutting it with a knife, that's considered its Shechita, and so being Nachar it is not a good suggestion because it would require Kisui in that situation. That's why he said to make it a Trefa first. That can't be because Vatan, you have a Brisa, Rebbe Yom Rebbe says, the Pasuk says, Kasher Tzivisicha, and Melamed teaches us, Shein Stava Moshe Al HaVeshet Val Kana, Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded regarding the Veshet and the Kana, the two Simonim that have to be Shechted, Val Roy Vechad Ba'ay, Val Roy Vishnayim Behema, and the minimum of the majority of one Simon by a bird has to be Shechted, and the minimum of Roy of two Simonim of an animal have to be Shechted. And so we clearly see that Rebbe does hold in the Shechita of his Dai Raisa, Kitzalach HaMosh Misinai. So back to the question, why did Rebbe suggest that he should first make it a Trefa and Shecht it, and not say just be Neicheret, cut it with a knife? And the answer is, Peva Homeraf on top, Loimi Bayah Ka'amar. Really, what Rav Dimon is telling us is that it was a Loimi Bayah. The Loimi Bayah Tse Nechar, we don't even have to say that he could go and just stab it. The Lav Shechita Yiklal, that's not considered Shechita at all. That's a great solution to the problem. I would say to Rav, but in regards to the suggestion of making it a Trefa and then Shechting it, Eimayim, I think Shechita Shein Ruyah Shema Shechita. The Shechita Shein Ruyah is considered a Shechita, really by Kisui, and would require Kisui. Kamash Malan, that's why I told him, you know what, you can even make it a Trefa and Shecht it, and it doesn't require Kisui. And this is Rav Chibar Abba, like Rav Chibar Abba told us at the beginning of the Gemara, right after the Mishnah, the Rebbe Paskins like Rav Shimon, the Shechita Shein Ruyah is Lashma Shechita. On the next Ma'adamar, Lamanda Amar Tzein Achar, according to Ravin, who had said that Rebbe told Rav Chia that he should be Neicherit, he should just cut it. My Tamil Amar Tzei Turaif, why didn't he tell him to make it a Trefa and then Shecht it? And Vechitim, if you want to suggest that Kasavar Shechita Shein Ruyah Shma Shechita, it's because Rebbe holds that Shechita Shein Ruyah Shma Shechita, and then it would require Kisui. That can't be because of Amar Rav Chibar Abba, Amar Rav Yechanan, that Ra Rebbe Dvarav Shor Rav Shimon B'Kisui Adam, the Rebbe agreed to Rav Shimon's Shita and Kisui Adam, Vishani B'Lashon Chachamim, and he taught in the name of the Chachamim, and therefore in regards to Kisui, Shechita Shein Ruyah, Lo Yishma Shechita. So why didn't he tell him to say Turaif? And the answer is, Lo Yimibaya Ka'amar. He was saying, Lo Yimibaya, Lo Yimibaya Tzei Turaif. You don't even have to say that he can make it a Treif and then Shechta. The Shechita Shein Ruyah, Lo Yishma Shechita. That's because Shechita Shein Ruyah is not considered a Shechita, and it doesn't require Kisui. I will say Nechar. But in regards to telling him just to be Neicharit, Eima, I might say, Ain Shechita Life Min HaTaira, that really there's no Chiv of Shechting a bird, Midai Raisa, Unichirasai Zui Shechitasai, therefore just cutting it is considered a Shechita, Vlibai Kisui, and then it should require Kisui. Kamash Molan, the Chedesh is, they told him you could be Neicharit. That's because we had the Pasuk we just brought before, Kasher Tzivisicha, which tells us the Shechita of a bird is Alachalim Shemisinai, meaning it is Midai Raisa, and therefore Nechira of a bird for sure does not require Kisui. We're going to have a day pick up tomorrow, continue with this story, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.